Good morning.
Good morning.
It is September the 23rd, which means it's Friday. TGIF.
Friday wrap up.
Yeah. And I think it's really grand that it's Friday wrap up because we get to do a summary of the week's episodes and the things that we touched on. And in order to get that done quick, I better start talking about it. On the 19th of September, this apologies for this black and blue space there on the left. That's where the video is. We're now embedding the video code, the player, if you will, right into the show notes. But when I captured them up here on Linux, it wasn't very nice to me. So first thing we talked about Monday, like we always do on Monday, is about refreshing the routine. And the one that we identified first off in the show note links, which is available always on the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com. And I'll have that look at that. I don't think I've got that tab open because I'm old and forgetful. But anyway, you'll find it. It's the same place it's always been for years. The first thing that we talked about, link that's on for, oh, wait a minute. That is the first thing. Let's get this back in order. This talked about taking 20% of your day or an hour and a half and have it be you time. Okay. That's one thing you can do to refresh the routine to give yourself back 90 minutes. There's a lot of other things like refreshing the digital assets, making sure the dates of events haven't slipped by and that you're still saying, hey, go down September 10th and see this event because it's over with. Okay. Then we talked about the link from addthis.com, which are social media strategy spring cleaning tips about changing the passwords, auditing employee permissions, consolidating old links, etc. And the links are all there. And the last thing we talked about was refreshing the feed. And surprise to me somewhat, Instagram is now considered to be a really great way to get an RSS feed to refresh the theme and the posts that you're doing in your blog. Get them from Instagram. And there's a link there, one of several that touts Instagram resources that will refresh your theme. And they have a number of niche markets they represent. Okay. So you want to give that a look. So then the next thing we did was Tuesday, of course, was the Guyer Cook Reports SEO Tips Tuesday. Particular flavor on this week's episode was having to do with mobile SEO. Not so much everything SEO, but is your mobile right? Okay. Just in the past couple of days, I read a thing that said 52% of all email that's opened is opened on a mobile device. 30-some percent of all searches that are done on a mobile device. So it's just like they said in the link at webmarketinggroup.co.uk, a little plug for the mother country, because global web traffic from mobile devices is on the rise, and recent studies show that mobile visitors are more likely to revisit mobile-friendly sites, mobile usability is now relevant for optimal search results. Make it mobile ready. In terms of doing that, accepted mobile configurations that Google has, and you can see it there in the image. If you're on your device that's just listening to the audio, I've got a graphic here, so you'll want to go to the show notes to see that. And it seems that of the three accepted configurations, that responsive web design is the lion in that jungle. And that is the URL stays the same and the HTML stays the same because it's all done. Responsive is all done with the style sheet, right? For the most part. So that's where you want to be. If you're launching a new startup, you've got a new project online coming up, think in terms of responsive web design versus dynamic serving in separate URLs. Maybe you want to have mobile.yourdomainname.com to build a mobile site. That'll work, but it's not going to be as well done as it could be. So give that a look and a go. Wednesday, in researching the Tuesday SEO show and mobile search and whatnot, I learned about schema and structured data. So the show on What's on our mind Wednesday was to discuss structured data and how it helps your SEO efforts on your web page, your blog, your landing page. And then we go into the, as you can see here in the video, what is schema? We get the information right from schema. And it says schema is all these things. All these questions are answered there on the schema.org website. Sorry that the top's chopped off. Then the next thing that we looked at, once we know what schema is in the support.google.com webmaster section, we talked about rich snippets. So once you've got your schema set up proper and correct, okay, then in order to have what they call rich snippets in your search engine results page, the schema information, and this sample shows how to put in your application ID. It's application LD. It's a JSON thing. It's a JavaScript thing to simply give your name, address, and phone number for your company. And you can see there in the text how that's set up. So you embed that script into your page, preferably in the head, but you might want to put it at the bottom if it affects your page load time. And then there's a plethora of other information here about using the structured data. So there you have it. Go and look at that. The next thing, what is a structured data type? And then we went into the introduction of structured data types and essentially think of it as flavors. Again, we went to the developers.google.com. They've got spelled out. Let me scroll down a bit. Sorry about that. I should have had this scrolled down. I forgot to do that. The different types of structured data. I think I'm going to get it faster off of here. Yes, I will. The different structured data types that you have is the structure of your website, the creative works on your website, and then the structured data for any commerce, the local businesses, events, and products that you might want to present for their SEO tips. So us all on the link there, you'll see the link in the show notes, enhance your site's attributes. If you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, it'll take you to the show notes. And on the moving right along so that we're not way long, I'm getting worried about the time. I get that way at time from time. On Thursday, yesterday, B2B Thursday, we talked about several topics. We talked about Google My Business. We talked about the Guyer Cook Report questions, and we fixed a little blurb in that that was referencing Blab that Fraser Ramsey spotted. The importance of transparency for your job role and more at the Guyer Cook Report questions was also discussed. And then the structured data, how it's used for your logo and your company name. Remember a minute ago we talked about that? Well, this is identifying the parts of it that have to do with getting your structured data right. So when you show people when you're open for business, like this Google page is showing you right now, you get your business hours, your phone number, your directions on Google search, all that's done with Google My Business. And this is free. So the price is right. The weekend's tomorrow, get her done, right?
Yeah, use that code straight away.
Yeah, it's easy as cake to do. To verify your business, if you're going to this Google My Business and you filled all those things and done everything, it'll at the bottom it'll say, well, to verify you're the owner of the business, we'll send you, because I just got one for Vitamin Hosting Inc. And you'll get a little code on that postcard. You input it into the Google site and bazinga, it's done. You're in. The Guyer Cook Report questions we talked about are these. You pick five of these questions, and then we'll do an interview on this same interface at FireTalk that Kelvin and I do the show with. And basically, it is a solution for the hurdle, if you will, of how do you make yourself more transparent? Like, what cheers you up? What's your favorite word? Et cetera, et cetera. Pick five of those questions. We'll do an interview. And that'll make your company more famous than the guy that hasn't done his interview. So In the dog-eat-dog world of competition, wouldn't it be nice if you had a leg up on the competition? The last thing we talked about was enhancing your site's attributes in terms of who are you, where are you at, and so forth. And the business details like your physical location, your contact information, your marketing details like your official company name, your logo, your social profile info, like maybe you've got a LinkedIn business page you want to reference. And then the site structure, like the information from your breadcrumbs and site links. I worked with a company yesterday in California, and the name of their homepage in 2016, the name of their homepage was Home. That was the title. And so we had a little conversation. I worked off the clock, pro bono, I guess to ease my own conscience.
Hey, that's something we did 20 years ago called Everything Home.
Yeah, yeah. That's not done. So if you go back in to the today's show notes, we'll get it up there eventually, and look for the ones that we're going to post today. It'll be the 9/23 Friday wrap-up. One thing I wanted to mention, the reason I went back to this page, you'll notice on the show notes page, check out our free email newsletter powered by MailChimp there on the right. You can subscribe with your email address and get the Friday wrap-up as an email. All the links will work, and it'll come in every Friday. So instead of taking 10 minutes out of your day right now, you can check the email with the dog on your lap on Saturday night wearing your slippers and say, oh, let's see what the Happy Monday links are about, and so forth and so on. And so don't forget to look for Friends Just Chatting, the Facebook group. They're a jolly good bunch of people, and daily, Monday through Friday, the quarterback in the huddle, that guy right down there, is the kind of like the coordinator that launches the whole thing going, and came up with the idea months and months ago. I don't know how many episodes of Friends Just Chatting there have been. A lot. Because you've gone on holiday twice through Friends Just Chatting, and it's still going. So who knew? Anyway, on that note, I'll ask, I didn't forget anything, did I?
I don't think so, but then you remembered Friends Just Chatting today. So that's a positive.
That's a definite improvement. And I have the new lights on Yard Sale Specials. And I should ask that you become a patron. That's also in the show notes links. And if you contribute $1 a month, okay, you're going to get 20 some episodes. And so there you have it. Very inexpensive tech knowledge that we share with you. I think I'm going to say those three magic words now, Kelvin. The ones that end the show every weekday, Monday, Friday. We start at 7 a.m. Thanks to everyone in the chat that joined us live today. Have a good one. And if they're real good, have a couple. It's a wrap.